USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian troops have moved into Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. The State Department saying street fighting has broke out in the center of the city, and the governor on Facebook saying that armed forces of Ukraine are eliminating the enemy and civilians are not asked to go out into the streets. The Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, will wrap up Sunday in Orlando, Florida. Speaking at CPAC on Saturday, former President Donald Trump talks about what he believes is a deciding factor in Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I have no doubt that President Putin made his decision to ruthlessly attack Ukraine only after watching the pathetic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Donald Trump Jr., the headline speaker on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
A new NPR PBS Marist College poll measuring President Joe Biden's first year in office revealed that more than half of Americans, or 56%, called the president's first year in office a failure, with 39% calling it successful. Democrats, by 80%, called the first year a success, but 15% labeled it as a failure. In addition, two-thirds of independents panned Biden's first year, and 91% of Republicans agreed. The poll also revealing 54% of respondents don't believe President Biden fulfilled his campaign promises, and another 52% say the president has done more to divide the nation than unite it. In Russia, hundreds of protesters opposed to the invasion of Ukraine are under arrest. At least 3,000 people protesting have been arrested around the country since the invasion started this past Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Continuing coverage of Russia invading Ukraine, a Russian-born NHL player is calling for peace.
One of the best hockey players in the history of the NHL, Washington Capitals right wing Alex Ovechkin, has expressed his hope for the end to the hostilities after Russia invaded Ukraine.
I have lots of friends in Russia and Ukraine, and it's hard to see the war. Like, I hope soon it's going to be over and it's going to be peace in the whole world. Please, no more war. You know, it doesn't matter who is in the war, Russia, Ukraine, different countries. I think we live in a world like we have to live in peace.
Ovechkin is among many Russian hockey players skating for American teams from the junior levels to the pros. He now has 762 goals, just four behind Jaromir Jagr for third place all time, behind only Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky. Reporting from the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Seven of the top NCAA men's basketball teams lost on the same day. Yesterday, Gonzaga, Arizona, Auburn, Purdue, Kansas, Kentucky, and Texas Tech all fell to their rivals. All of the defeats will have an impact on team placement for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Selection Sunday comes up on March 13th. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or checking us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.